on ABC Coffs and Mid-North Coast. This is Fee Pool.
In the Coffs region, house prices have gone up by nearly 3% and nearly 2% on the Mid-North Coast. Gonna have a house party. If you're chasing capital gain, you must be pretty stoked about that. But what exactly is happening in the market? Mel Martin spoke with Tim Lawless. He's the head of research with CoreLogic. Who's CoreLogic? Well, they analyse property data to track the market growth right across the country.
Reasons would be that there's much less exposure from the downturn in population growth or migration particularly, across regional markets, which has had a negative impact on demand in Melbourne and Sydney mostly. We can see that a lot of people are also now working remotely, and that seems to have made some regional markets a little bit more popular in the sense that you can work from home a little bit more easily now, although no one's really sure about the longevity of that trend as we start to see more employers trying to get their staff back into offices now. But there's also other factors like price points. You generally find regional markets are much more affordable. And there's also the lifestyle appeal, and also starting to see more people looking for lower density housing options, which is typically synonymous with regional markets as well.
So there's a number of reasons for the spike in growth, but are we on our way to creating a housing bubble? Like, and you know, what could make something like that pop? Well, Dr. Jamie Alcock is Associate Professor of Finance at the University of Sydney.
Yeah, housing bubbles are often talked about in the media, but they're incredibly difficult to define and they're incredibly difficult to observe, even in hindsight. So I think the best thing we can use to describe a bubble is something where observed prices deviate substantially and rather rapidly from what we might consider fundamental value. But I think the concern is probably, is this price rise that Coffs Harbour and surrounding regions are seeing, is this a temporary thing, or is it more long-lasting, is it more permanent?
That's right. And also, I guess, the nervousness that could at some point they, you know, fall back down.
Yeah, I mean, everything can go down. Don't ever think that housing can never go down. But we're at a stage at the moment where interest rates are at rock bottom and have just been cut further. And I think we're going to see some interesting technological innovations in the mortgage space in the near future, which is going to benefit homeowners again. And housing, as a result, has, I'm ignoring the difficulties of finding a deposit or building a deposit, but in terms of servicing the mortgage, housing has never been cheaper this century. So, you know, it in some way, it's due for a little bit of a rise in some sense.
We heard all the reasons there that people are moving out of the capital cities and into the regions, and we're seeing that with properties being sold here sight unseen, just by pictures off the internet at the moment. Do you think that this will continue for some time? Like, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, off the top of my head, Coffs Harbour is a fabulous place to live, and I understand why people would want to live there. There are a lot of factors driving that, but two of the factors, I think, that are, apart from interest rates, you know, the other factors are this working from home phenomenon that's going on at the moment that COVID's introduced. But I think there's also a degree of supply issues as well. People are less likely, regional people, I think, are less likely to want to move at this stage because there's a lot of uncertainty. So I think that's also perhaps restricting supply of properties to market.
Oh, that's interesting. Whereas you think some people leave the regions and go to the city at the moment, they're not doing that, and more people from the city are just coming to the regions.
Yeah. And the other thing, the one thing people might be concerned about is the working from home phenomenon likely to continue in the broader economy? I think it's really going to be sort of stratified in certain jobs or certain job types.
Yeah, it might be popular right now because we're being forced to, and we're enjoying it, to work from home, but there'll become a point where you're actually missing out on opportunities if you're not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, especially those that aspire to be decision makers in their organisation, that's going to become a real issue. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not going to the office and somebody else is, and the boss is seeing that person each and every day, and there's, you know, ad hoc opportunities to provide additional value that individual is providing. When it comes to promotion time, the individual going to the office, I think, is going to have a slight advantage.